are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
LA, Ilona Europa, Monday. Again, I love Mondays. And everybody knows why, because I have my own accent on. And yeah, somebody could say I'm arrogant, because obviously I'm on the radio. I have my own radio show, and I'm really loving that. But really, why do I like this Monday? Because I have in a studio people that I care about, people that I find somewhere because they are all very talented, or they are successful, or they are very nice, or they have great accent, or they have great life stories. And, you know, and mostly because I care about them. Because first I'm learning about them and I'm thinking, will my listeners like them? And I hope I am right, because today I know I'm 100% right. I have really, really fun and wonderful guests in my studio. Let's start from Luke, our trainer, who will be telling us today very, very scary things. He claims that he can make us lose weight very, very fast. I don't want to put, you know, words in his mouth when he's not around, because he's late. He's somewhere in the traffic, but I know he will get here probably before end of the show. Or he's scared that he cannot really make us lose weight. But I think we'll see. We'll find out. Then I'll be having somebody very unusual calling to the studio from New York. And how unusual is this? The name of the very, very great woman is Ilona. And she is from Poland also. Unusual story. I love story like that. I call this, hey, this is like must happen for whatever reason. And today is the day that things will happen. But what will happen? A little bit later. Then I have Jim Markunas. Jim Markunas is my friend from many, many years, and he worked for one of our companies before, and he's just wonderful, wonderful gentleman helping me from time to time before, getting, you know, on the charts or just on TV. He worked beautifully for us. Then he went his own way. Then, of course, I found out that he's also a very good artist, and, you know, last week we know he was here, and I'm like, Jim, I need to hear your music. I need to hear your music. And he said, okay, I just worked on my album and I will send you. It's not yet maybe perfectly ready. I'm like, no, no, no. You just send me. He sent me whole album, and I'm crazy about certain songs, and I'm crazy about one song for sure, which I tell him that need to be a single. Well, listen today to the song, and it's called Circling. Is it the truth, Jim?
Well, it's circling the drain.
I call it circling because my life is about circling, circling. I don't know what is the next part of the title of the song. For me, it will be forever circling, because that's what I do in my life. I just ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, walking around and around and around, looking for little doors that open and close and open and close, circling, circling. I love this song. I love this song.
Thank you.
And then somebody really, really wonderful. Why? You, Jim, called me and said, you need to have this girl. She's just my friend. She's just really great. And I said, oh, you just like her. I thought that she's just potential girlfriend or something. But he said, no, she's my dear, dear friend. I really think she will be very good on your show. I'm like, okay, let's get her on Monday. Why not? I moved things around and she's here. Hi.
Hello. I'm so excited to be here.
Listen to this voice. It's just getting crazy. You're listening to the voice. Obvious. She's an actor. She's a voiceover artist. She will tell a little bit more. She's very unusual. I think beautiful lady. She just got married.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And yeah, live forever, ever, ever happy. And I think what also mesmerized me the moment when I put information on Accent On about, and your name is?
Susanna Hillard, but you can call me Susie.
Susie, I love it. Susanna, that sounds good, but Susie also. people went crazy. So many people saw your pictures and liked the pictures and just respond to your face. Or maybe I said you have too many friends. I don't get it. But I'm very, very happy for you because we have 963 people saw the post and for whatever reason they cared. Love it.
Well, thanks, guys. I'm glad you give a shit.
And now, okay, we need to answer. We need to answer this phone call. Hello, New York.
Hello, LA.
Yay, hello.
It's such a pleasure to be tonight with you.
Hello, Ilona.
Ilona.
Hello.
Hi, everyone. Hi from New York City. It's such an honor to be your guest tonight. And I was looking forward to hear you tonight.
And you know what? Again, I don't get it. I hope people get it. Your name is Ilona and you are from Poland. I am Ilona. I am from Poland. You are Ilona Network. That's very official, beautiful business name for my really friend that I didn't meet in person yet. But we know each other because we burn the phone calls lines and we talk and talk. And we are crazy creative people. Crazy two Ilonas that are just burning to do unusual things. You are doing unusual things in New York, and I'm hoping that I'm doing unusual things in LA.
Yes, and we have a lot of things in common, not just the name, which is wonderful.
Okay, I will want you to explain to us what is Ilona Network.
Well, Ilona Network is a social business organization, and we have like a big mission to connect people, especially women in business, but also we provide for them like a platform to help them to become global stars.
And you are a president, you are the owner, you started this company, yes?
Yes.
And it's not enough. Yes.
It's a new company,
And I know...
2 years ago.
So sorry, wait, because we have our guest arriving a little bit late, but we cannot have the show without him. Luke is here, our trainer, and he will take care of me first and foremost. That's all what I care about. And then, listeners, he promised that I will lose with him a little bit weight. Then he just came to the studio. Then I'm sorry, I wasn't focused 100% on you, and now I'm coming. Hi, Luke.
Wait.
Hey, what's up?
One more time. Hi, Luke. One more time. You were off.
Hello.
Okay, he's there with us. Okay, Ilona, coming back to you. Ilona Network, you are in New York and your company, again, could you start all over? That's live show and we need to give you 100% focus on you. Could you tell us one more time, what is your business about?
Yeah, so my business is about connecting other businesses, connecting the owners of small businesses in New York, but not only, and to help them to become global stars. For those who want to do business not only in New York, but also in California, London, Warsaw, or maybe somewhere else.
And you know what? I found you on LinkedIn. And I really, really got excited about watching you, what you were doing, okay? And I'm like, wow, I need to talk to this girl. And then I found out that you have another company also. It's one, Ilona Network is not enough for Ilona from New York. Next company, could you explain us what is your next company about?
My next company is a new online media called Moji NYC, Intelligence Moji NYC .com. And it means my own joyful experience of New York City. New York City is my love at the first time. So, it's like an online magazine, lifestyle magazine for women and in New York and not only.
I love this magazine. I also, of course, went through, you know, pages, whatever you can call these pages, because it's on a website. And I liked, because even when you say it's for women, it's very interesting. It's just really, it's got a lot of stuff about fitness, about look, about new stuff, cosmetics, clothing, and good events. This is, and it's very, high energy magazine, and you are doing very good job. And I know you are very well qualified because you have great education also, yes? Could you explain us maybe what type of education you have?
I studied public relations, and I have to say I really loved it. So, especially events, working for media, that's my passion as well.
And what we are promising to our listeners in New York and in LA and all over America, that we will be mixing our unusual guest. You will be the one, Arm, who will from time to time bring somebody very, very interesting that you think Accent Aunt need to meet. And we'll be having interviews, we'll be maybe taking care of them when they are in LA. And we have few cool guests already planned. And the same I will be doing. I will be looking and searching for people that I know. They really are reaching out for New York and they want some very, very good person like you to be taken care of. And you will do PR. You will just bring them to TV. You bring them to radio and we'll give them exposure. And I think there will be something so hot. Ilona, creative.
Yes.
Ilona Europa Creative from LA and Ilona
yes,
Network.
Can.
Yes.
I can't wait to introduce you some of Ilona Network experts and women who are such an inspiration in business and life. And also, I would like to recommend some events or places in New York. I'm sure some people from LA, they travel to New York a lot. So it will be perfect for them also to know what's going on in New York City.
Then everybody who would like to know more little bit for now, because we will know more about Ilona Network. And please go on Accent Aunt on Facebook. We'll see. You can see her gorgeous face. And she's just a beautiful lady. Full of energy like we hear.
Thank you. And
you know, thank you, Ilona. Thank you for calling. And I know probably in March we'll be having our first hot, unusual guest. Okay?
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. Have a good night, everyone.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Is this amazing? You know, two Ilonas and two different things. And what I say is just the coolest is that Ilona... She just has a vision and she lives in New York. She breathes New York. She just does so many great events. And like I talked to her, you need to slow down. And she doesn't want to slow down. She wants to add stuff. Then we'll see what's happened. I really, really like her. Anyway, and I like all of you in the studio. Jim, I mentioned Jim Marcunas.
Hello.
That you are here for a reason, because I just like your album. You send it to me so nicely, say, oh, you know, it's not finished, it's not done, it's not that. I'm like, I just send it. And you did. Then I think we need to play the song that I'm talking about, okay?
Sounds good to me.
And we'll see what people think about that. Circling the Drain.
That's the one.
Circles, tumbling face for circles, circling and circling. My life is boxed, give up, I spin in circles, tumbling face for circles, circling and circling. Oh my God! Blue out my brains, and
Okay, I can say, wow, thank you. That's what is amazing about you, because you are so wonderful, gentle human being, and then you're a lion when you write, when you compose. And I can tell people that he has, I think, like 15 tracks?
13.
13 tracks, and all are hot. His way of producing makes me crazy. And this song is my favorite, and just makes me cry, makes me angry, makes me... just, I don't know, positive. And then way how he sings is just so surprising, because he's Jim that I know, and I didn't know Jim. Now I know you. I'm so happy for you, and I'm your the biggest fan from this moment on, and I'll be playing your music, and you just choose another song, and you know, that's what we'll be doing. We'll be pitching Jim.
I appreciate that.
Jim Marcones. What is the name for the album?
The album itself is going to be called Stacking the Avalanche when it comes out. That song you just heard, though, either tomorrow or the day after, it's going to be available as a single on iTunes.
And you know what? This is a premiere, and it's on Accent On. And people who listen to my radio, they know I love artists that I can introduce and the new songs on my show. And this is an amazing song. I'll be playing this song over and over, I promise. Okay, now, time to talk to Susie or Susanna. Susanna... You're saying I'm a nice person, but when I look at your eyes, I just want to hug you too. And when I hear your voice, I'm just, oh my gosh, I want to be your friend, because you will always make me happy, you know. And then I'm reading on the website a little bit about you. You're a pretty serious girl. You are doing something good in a few different directions. I can like get out of you everything line by line, or you please just tell us the shortest like you can, who you are and why I think you will do very well in this business.
Oh, well, first of all, don't let the voice and the looks be that deceiving.
But we like that.
There is a little sassy monster on there. Just ask my siblings.
How many?
I am the baby of four. I grew up in Ohio.
And you are one daughter, or you have brothers?
No, I have two older brothers and an older sister, and a pretty balanced family. My daddy's a doctor, and my mom is an artist, so I kind of got a straight down the middle.
Artist, what is she doing?
She was teaching art education.
Hi, Mama.
Hello, Mom.
Probably Mommy gave you everything what you right now love to
Absolutely.
Do so much. Okay, and you say that you sometimes are like also tiger, a little mean girl, a little...
Oh, yeah. Well, the sassy comes out not just in life, definitely through my...
choice of work?
Yes.
What do you do when you do stuff?
Okay,
so well
I definitely... I have a Disney Pixar cartoon where I do little kid voices.
I want to hear it.
Well, that one is it's called Talking Friends, and I do all the female voices, but...
Give us one.
The little kid voices are really not that big of a deal, but they surely come to life when you compete with a little kid.
I want this cat so much. I want this cat. Can I buy the cat somewhere? No.
Well,
do they have a toys like that?
They do. And now all of a sudden I'm like the cool aunt, because I have seven nieces. Or actually, I have more now. And all of a sudden, like, being an unemployed waitress actress was, you know, not so chic, but now I'm a stuffed animal.
Then how many voices did you do in this movie? How many voices did you do?
No, it was a series, and I did three of the female voices.
Three other female? Oh, wow, there you like, every morning you wake up, who I am today?
Yeah, well,
I know.
The interesting thing about that is they do they pitch you through a machine. So it's hard to recognize me, but every once in a while there's like some random person who's like, hey.
That must be you.
Were you the voice of an electronic cat?
And I understand also that in some ways you do also acting. Yes,
I do. I have a movie coming out, which is really exciting. Tommy Chong plays God. It's called It's God.
You are playing with God?
That's right. I am his little angel. Which is
hello, God.
And Luke Perry is in it, and Rebecca Mader, and it's a fun film.
Wow, and you are an angel. Yes. I don't know how much you can tell us about this role, but what this angel is doing?
Well, God comes down to save humanity in the form of a variety show.
Okay.
So I am one of the angels who can tell God's stories and metaphors through the variety show, like SNL style.
I understand. Oh, that is little comedy also. Yes,
oh,
always.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Okay, then I see you also use the name McGrian.
Oh, yes.
What was it?
Well, because I pretty much on a regular basis get asked if I'm related to her or her daughter, or her, depending on, you know.
How. Now I see your eyes.
Yeah.
It's really, really, okay, but voice completely is completely different. God, thank you. Then,
and on a day where I haven't really washed my hair, you might say I look like Courtney Love, but.
Wow. In the good day, she looks like you. In the very good day, she looks like you. That's good. That's very important, too. People think that this sometimes hurts. I think this helps because obviously people see familiarity and it even think I love McGrian. I just love her. Love her. Everything about her, you know, and the next door girlfriend and stuff like that, which you always possess the same quality. Now, dance.
Dance. On Saturday nights, I dance bar mitzvahs, which is kind of one of the most amazing Hollywood jobs I've gotten to experience in a while.
Every Saturday? No.
Not every Saturday. Not every Saturday. Only when they can afford me.
That's true. And nothing wrong with that if you do a really good job. But, no, we need to know how to find you. Then can you give us your website?
Oh, please. Please. I'm on SusannaHillard.com.
How we spell your name?
We spell it SusannahHillard.
I just love your voice. My gosh, can I marry you? No, oops, you are already married. You know, okay, and we have, of course, Facebook.
Yes, and same deal, Susanna Hillard, Facebook, so just / Susanna Hillard, not too complicated.
And, of course, everybody need to go to my Facebook, Accent on Page. Please give us a like, because we really would like to earn the likes. We are not buying likes like a lot of people. They just put some money into promotion, and then people just, you know, you have this paid likes, and you see thousands of thousands, sometimes people with likes, but honestly, you need to earn your likes, and I really appreciate every like that anybody just give it to us. Susanna.
Yes.
You know what? I would like to ask you about something else, because I know that acting is only one thing that you do. I know that dancing is another thing that you do, because you are very artistic. You know, you also mentioned something about design.
Oh, yes. I am an interior design junkie.
You have very unusual clothing. I like how you look. Oh. Is this something also that you would like pursue? Because, you know, way how you put your clothes together will snap the pictures. They're very good. I like it.
Oh, thank
you.
This
style.
Thank
you. Certain style that you possess.
That definitely comes from my mother. As an elementary art teacher, she kind of had this philosophy of trash to treasure. So anything that you were throwing out, she could reshape, reform, and make it art.
Okay. I like people like that because that's what is creativity. You know what? I'm coming again. Everybody knows I'm Polish, but many years ago, my parents were very poor, I will say it. My mom sewed every clothing for us, for me and my sister. And when I became singer, obviously I needed some type of better clothing for the stage. My mom created the most beautiful, beautiful clothes for me. And she sometimes took some old stuff and mixed with leather. Then my dad was the sweetest things ever. He was just making belts for me. And then all my girlfriends in the school wanted the belts. Then my father made a business of making belts, you know. Then everybody had the same belts like me. Then he was making from metal, you know, type of beautiful jewelry for me. And I was going on a stage and on TV. Everybody was asking me, wow, you know, where did you get this stuff? Because it's one of the kind.
Absolutely.
And that's what comes from mom or imagination. And there's truly, truly believes that whatever you put on you looks good on you, because you need to carry yourself well in the clothes that you put together.
Absolutely, because it represents you just like your home represents you. And that's why I feel like repurposing things,
yes,
it also gives you a sense of, I made this, I gave, this has history, and now it's in my home. And It's just another way of recycling.
Yes, I love that too. And I will ask you one more question, because everybody says, oh, she's in LA, you know, she's doing great, great job. How did you do that?
How did I come out to LA?
I know, well, because you are from?
Ohio.
Ohio, yeah. Then yeah. How did you do that? You woke up one day, say, that's what I want to be, that's what I will be doing, and it happened?
Well, it was a big change. I actually came from an all-girls Catholic academy. Straight out at 18 out here. So it was... Yeah, it was a life-changing occurrence. I had some...
Okay, now let's rewind that. You are coming from Catholic school, and you are dancing on bar mitzvahs, doing bar mitzvahs stuff?
Well, technically, dancing bar mitzvahs is more like... I'm not like a professional shiksa. I just do the hora and like the...
So, hello, still, you know, to have... No, I just say, good for you. I am very proud of you and making money, you know, in any ways that you can. Okay, then you came... Okay, from the Catholic school, you came to LA and...
And it was a hard path, you know, not knowing anybody and kind of start at the beginning. I feel like I could write a book on what not to do.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe that's what we'll be doing from time to time. You just give us a few pointers, because Luke in a few minutes will come and he will tell us what to do to lose weight, but you will tell us what to not do when you come to LA and dream about becoming whatever you think you want to become, okay?
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
That's lovely, you know. And I think you have a lot of to say, and you start writing. Are you writing?
I am writing. I'm actually writing a couple of web series right now. I've decided I'm no longer just going to try and go out there and work on roles that I can audition for. I've decided to bring out my own voice and start writing projects through my own perspective. So, yes.
You know what? I did the same 2 years ago. I decided I want my radio show. Everybody was saying, okay. And 2 years later.
And look at you now.
Thank you so much for listening. That's all what I can say. Okay. Thank you so much, Susanna.
Thank you.
I know you'll be back. Again, everybody who wants to know a little bit more about Susanna and her gorgeous, gorgeous face, great voice, and recognize her voice every time when we are in movies, you know, you will know that you will. Heard her first on LA Talk Radio, Accent On. Thank you, Jim, for bringing her.
Well, thank you for having us.
And thank you for circling. That's my way of calling your song. It's a great song. And now is the scary man, because I don't know if I want to face what we are facing right now. First, I will say I'm facing your face, and your face looks great today. Look,
thank you.
Beard. You look great. I like that.
Thank you. I really do.
Thank you, Ilona. Thank you for having me tonight and all those talented people. I really appreciate their artist talents and stuff. You know, it just shows us like how everybody has their own things,
calling,
you know,
yeah.
Their own calling and stuff. So
now you're calling, because you know what? Oh boy, we are like focusing right now on the 2014. This is supposed to be the bestest year of really trying to do your way, the losing weight and getting in better shape and feel better, look better, look better. That's a Polish accent. I never know difference between look, but I'm trying. But I know you have your own ways and you can teach us. Okay,
sure.
Very fast. First meeting we had a week ago, and you gave us 6 pointers, yes? We could run through them very fast and move to today's topic.
Well, first, I wanna start with what not to do in LA.
I like that. Okay, Susanna, what about you creating the book that says from many different people who really have something to say, they will give you description what to not to do in LA when we are doing stuff. I can tell you what to not do when you want to have your own radio show. I have some, and being a singer, songwriter, Luke can tell us what to not to do. Gosh, is this English? I'm sorry, but we are accented. You can do.
I just have one general what not to do in LA, which kind of like bothers me. So many people are doing it, and we're all in the same basket here, pursuing dreams and dreaming and you know, try to make something out of nothing. We all in the same, and you know, one thing what not to do is to put yourself in a position when you have no control. To let your dreams be in somebody else's decision. That's one thing you not to do.
I love you for telling that.
Because if you fail, you're going to fail because of somebody else, not of yourself. I'd rather put, you know, your way, your dreams within yourself and put it in position where you want to do it your own way. And if you fail, then it's up to you. And many people go out there, fingers crossed, try to put, you know, somebody else to make the decision for them and cast them and do them or whatever needs to happen to get their dreams come true. But that's the wrong approach. And so many people are doing it. And that's what not to do, a big one. Decide what you want to do and go after that.
Believe in yourself. Don't let anybody to tell you what to do or not to do. You need to trust first and foremost in your own dream. That's for sure. And I agree with you 100%.
Should we go back to the first episode?
Yes.
And get just pumped up a little bit?
I am already excited.
So here it is. We're trying to make this year the best year ever in terms of fitness, okay? And it's more of a sequential episodes. Every episode I'll be giving some good ideas and strategies and tips, tricks, secrets, whatever you can call it, to get yourself into and learn as much as possible from me and get yourself in the best possible shape ever. Everybody here wants to look good, feel better. You know, the benefits are endless. I can talk about it forever. Anyway, pedaling back to last episode, we had about 6 tips about how to make this year the best. First is you have to make, commitment, be inspired. The second one is make quarterly goals throughout the year. Every 3 months, reevaluate yourself, find a way to twist something if it doesn't work, you know, or focus on the diet. Like, hey, summer coming up, next 3 months, I'm focusing on the diet and cardio more than weights. Let's say the first 3 months of the year, you can focus more on, like, let's say, build up your body and build that foundation you need. And then you find somebody like myself or somebody else to reevaluate your goals in 6 months into it. Then the last portion, let's say, of the year, you're taking it easy and you're just like maintaining and whatnot. So have some overall picture, you know. Number 3, take progress picture. I call that, you know, progress is as simple as a selfie. So basically, I'm saying here, it's like, take pictures. It will motivate you. It will get you in a position where you actually knowing what your weak parts in your body, how your body looks like, things like that. Number 4, rituals. That's a big one. We're people of, how they call it, creatures of habit. Our nature, it's integrated with the specific things that we do every day. We call it the habits. I call it more of a ritual. I think it's cooler to say it, and it's easier to implement. You know, be aware of what rituals, how you sequence in your life. You wake up every day, you feed the cat. Some people wake up every day, run. The person wakes up every day and reads the magazine. So understand that this is all a ritual. And then after that, you put on your clothes and you go to work. That's your natural behavior of your existence. And make that into something that you can implement working out. It's that simple. Understand that how we work, how we operate, how we have habits created throughout the decades, not just past 6 months. Anyway, I can talk about it a lot. Track your progress, again, very important. But here I'm more emphasizing tracking your progress with your food, which is about 70% of what you're going to be doing if you want to lose weight or get in shape. Okay, so food journal, take pictures of what you eat. When you go back and see what kind of garbage, quote unquote, you put into your mouth, they're going to be very clear about why you haven't lost weight or how much cleanliness and goodness and beautiful foods you've eaten. It will definitely result on where you are in terms of weight loss and your skin and your just well-being, energy levels, all that stuff. And number 6 is one of a kicker one. It's basically you going in and you're doing 2 workouts a day. So a lot of people argue that with me and all that stuff. I've been writing today about things like, it's not about the argument. Many people say, oh my God, I don't have the time. Really? If I go throughout your schedule, I will definitely find 2 half-hour blocks that you, who knows what you're doing. This average people today in America in 2014 are spending about 6 hours on average watching TV. Now, here's the kicker. Internet steal that time. I probably bet you I was not here. Before that was probably even more. Now with surfing internet between Facebook and TV, I mean, this is, it's a complete waste.
Cell phone.
Okay? Half of the people today who have 9-to-5 jobs, 45%, fully 45% of the time spent at the desk today, it's wasted. Idle conversations, Facebooks, you know what? It's amazing. So understanding that it's how important is your health and how you can structure yourself to do a quick workout in the morning, little cardio, whatever that may be, spin bike, treadmill, run around the block, kettlebell, shadow boxing, half hour stretching, that type of stuff. And then another, you go maybe to the gym or just at home again, you have weights, you have things, you can do another half hour, 1 hour a day, ready to go 6 days a week. You're going to have the most amazing body. It's that simple. You're going to feel amazing. You're going to feel like you're achieving something. That's very important psychologically. You know, we want to be fulfilled in a way. And that type of small achievements makes you fulfilled.
Yep.
When he releases album, it's satisfaction of something achieved and accomplished and make him feel better automatically. So that type of stuff, it's really important for our soul.
Okay? Yes, and yes. Are we agreeing?
Here, mm-hmm. Yes.
We're talking here inside and out. Okay, now. Let's go ahead and share some good stuff.
Oh, boy, now it scares me. Let's do that. Okay. Do I need to sit or I need to stand in a show?
No, today? We're not working out yet. Episode 5 or 6, somewhere
okay,
there.
Okay, I like
there.
That.
We're going to do it.
Okay.
So I have a lot to cover today, but it's really cool stuff, okay? And it comes from your perspective. Now, I work out at home since I was a kid. Why? European way, right? We didn't grow up having these big fancy gyms like in America, especially the commercial gyms from the 80s. America is way more advanced in Europe in terms of fitness and equipment and access to health and exercise and jogging. I mean, America invented jogging. It's amazing. It's mind-blowing. And nowhere in Europe even still people jog. Never will.
You don't see
it's
people
amazing.
Running.
So I start working out because I had so much passion. So I start working out and crafting since I was like, who knows, kid, teenager maybe, 15, 16 years old. Work out for myself to improve my soccer game, to improve the way I look. And I crafted throughout decades already those cool little circuit workouts, cool little workouts that are very effective, very easy to do. Anybody could do it. And I developed this program called Lose 10 Pounds in 21 Days in Home. Fast.
Oh gosh.
Okay.
It's amazing.
This is cool.
Susanna.
We're talking here.
Ouch.
In the house. You can do everything I say here and get very amazing results in the house. Now, this program is very effective for people who need to lose about 30 to 50 pounds. Okay? Somebody who
don't look at me, but that's the truth.
I love it. You're so honest.
I am.
So this is somebody like Ilona, okay?
Yes.
She will get really...
Okay, I'm still gorgeous.
Yes, you
overweight,
are.
But gorgeous.
Totally gorgeous.
In places.
Totally.
Overweight.
Anyway, so this is something that somebody who is more of a novice, let's put it this way, okay? Somebody who has no experience in exercise and fitness, who is total beginner to this, and it's what not intimidated going to a gym, in getting in there and not understanding what's happening. Because for about 80% of the people, a gym, a fully equipped gym today, it's more of like some kind of like a space shuttle experience.
Scary. Yeah.
It's beyond, it's scary, frustrating in the same way, not knowing what to do and things. It's amazing. I've observed people walking in the gym and it blows my mind how they act, feel on it, how they react to things. And it's amazing. So I've been always big. To me, that's kind of like my enemy. I don't want people to feel that.
Yes.
You know, me as a high-end trainer, I'm very well known for in-home personal training. It's, to me, it's giving those people a complete, amazing, mind-blowing experience with fitness. Okay? This is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about completely something fun that you look forward to, not awkwardness and nonsense and not knowing and feeling what's happening and not having that, control over what you're doing, how you're doing. You try to work your chest, you end up working your legs. You're having no control what's happening, you don't know, and it's very unpleasant experience, and my job is to turn all that around. Anyway, now, people who get the most results of that are people with specific needs, need to lose a little bit more weight, never been to a gym, whatnot. The most important thing to start with is make a commitment. 3 weeks out, okay? 21 days, make that commitment, set yourself into your head, read something motivational, keep reviewing things, like come to my page nonstop, my blog, wherever. Keep reading stuff that will motivate you, inspire you. It's a life-changing process. It's
21 days. Susanna, do you want to lose weight?
Yes, I do. I mean, especially after the holidays.
Okay, 21 days, and you say get a really commitment for 3 weeks. Seems like really not a lot. 3 weeks goes like that. We don't know.
It's
fast. Okay. Now, you said in home, I don't need to go and sweat somewhere and feel really badly that I'm scared of not knowing what I'm doing on these crazy machines. And the next person, me, who is size -4, you know, the girl with beautiful hair, and I know I will never be her. I don't like already. I feel stressed. I want to be in home. I want to watch TV. Sorry, can I?
Sure,
absolutely. Good. Then tell me what I do.
Thing, and which is going to be in my upcoming book, what I was just writing is you create your own environment. You create your own comfort, wherever makes you feel good.
Pillow and cover.
No? That's fair enough.
Remote.
You can have that, but make it into your after workout.
Yes, I'm joking. You know? Yes. Okay. Now, what I'm doing, I'm waking up around 7:27. That's when my dogs want to pee. 7:27 every morning, not 28, 27.
Oh.
I take dog for walk, short walk, because I hate that. And then I'm coming home and drinking my coffee. Is this okay? Or better not drink. I need to have my coffee after when I walk my dogs. Is this okay?
I will say, you know what I will say? I like when people say I need to have my coffee. You know how much it's been debatable that and in terms of nutrition experts
yes.
and stuff
like that.
If it's
right or not.
Yeah. It's... You have to. It's, again, it's your ritual.
That's
coffee
my ritual.
To you, it's ritual. Now, what if we add a little cardio
yes.
and then coffee to that ritual? Or
before, I need to have my coffee first, please.
Either or.
Okay,
either
good.
Or. I'm not going to take it away from you.
Thank
have
you so
your
much.
Coffee and then you go and do it.
Good. And what I need to do next?
Here is what you need to do. There is few ways to do it. You can go for a walk around the block.
I hate it.
You can go and get a treadmill and walk on a treadmill and watch something motivational, something cool.
If I don't have space for treadmill, my house is full of everything.
Okay.
And no treadmill place.
How about bike? Bike is fairly inexpensive, very easy to put together, doesn't take space. I personally use a bike. I do everything.
Oh, you are like the portable bikes, not like bike, because I don't know how to drive.
No, portable spin bike, I personally use it, is the mind-blowing, best kick-ass cardio machine in the world.
I'll buy myself a bike.
For a few hundred bucks, you can get the best cardio experience ever.
If people don't have a bike and don't have a place for treadmill and they're poor...
Here's what you do. You can do jumping jacks.
Okay.
You can do shadow boxing.
What is this?
You can do shadow boxing is when you're boxing in the air without anything. So you're going to do it right. There is specific ways to do it and specific sequence and rhythm to it. Again, jumping jacks is the same thing. You do 20 and you rest.
I like that.
20 and you rest. Hear me out. It comes even better. You can get a kettlebell, which is very portable. It's like a weight with a very weird...
Yeah,
you
I
know,
saw on the video. I like the video of yours. You have a lot of good videos.
And that's very easy to store and very easy to use. Yet it's super effective, like crazy effective. It's actually something that, in my opinion, it's probably the most effective, efficient way to work out. Hmm. And now here is another.
How heavy for me?
For you, probably something like 10 or 15 pounds.
Wow,
total
that's
beginner.
Heavy.
But with
that's
both
like
arms,
my dogs on each
with,
hands.
With both arms, and then you go ahead and you swing it with the full body inertia, and it's a little easier.
I'm sorry that I'm like little picky, because you say, in a way, you know, we are hoping Ilona will lose weight, and we'll be pitching everything again and again for everybody. But today I need to start to do your way. Then I want to pick what I know I can do tomorrow. I can jump. No problem. I don't have this kettle, whatever you say. I have these things that are calling weight, heavy weights. They're like 5 pounders. You know,
that's
two of
fine.
Them. Is this okay?
Five or 10 pounds. Basically, what you need is, as you mentioning right now, let's go back to the equipment needed.
Okay.
Equipment needed for this little workout is kettlebell, pair of dumbbells, 5 pounds or 10 pounds dumbbells, mat, just regular yoga mat. You don't have to. It's great if you have it. And then a Swiss ball. Again, it's okay if you have it. You don't have to. Swiss ball, it's a big little ball. You pump it up. Almost everybody has it. It's really cool. Very useful. You can sit on it. You can stretch on it. It's very useful. It's for crunches, for many good things around the house.
Okay.
And the beautiful thing about this, everybody... I'm not saying don't have access to a gym. You can still go in the gym and have fun and do your things. But it's great when you can eliminate the excuses by having equipment right to your nose,
yes,
right to your couch. You can do a quick workout, and that, again, gives you satisfaction of achievement and gives you things that, you know, you can actually get in a really good shape if you sequence it right, if you discipline. And I'm going back now to the little secrets, okay? Secret number one is... you know, the big, useless, fancy machine, cardio for 30 minutes, non-stop, a specific rate, it's useless. It will never make you burn fat. Many of those people go like rats. You see them in the gym.
Yes.
They're completely distracted. They're looking at their phone. They're looking around and in the, you know, spider webs. In the. It's amazing to me. They never lose anything. They just burn calories, go back with one diet, put it all back.
Jim almost died. Honey, you are fine. You don't need to lose weight, but okay. You scared him. Yeah, you're right, you know, because most of people like to run on a treadmill and then, like you say, we are mindless doing this, and then one Coca-Cola, one little something, gone, the 500 pounds, 300.
He got so excited about it, yes. He wanted to, like, break the chair. You know?
That's okay.
Anyway, so my thing was... the secret was do a shorter term cardio in a higher pace. So let's say 3 minutes, very high, you know, cardio. Then you rest a little bit for a minute again. Let's say if you're on a bicycle, very simple to do. Go a little bit higher, get your, you know, heart rate up, and then you rest a little bit. Then you go ahead again and you rest. And you do that for a good 15, 20 minutes.
And that's morning. We are talking mornings. Okay.
It speeds up your metabolism. You're actually burning fat and your, you know, heart rate is actually up versus just going all like...
boring. One more minutes.
It doesn't make anything.
Stress. I hate the stress of it because I hate the times run so slowly on the treadmill.
Now, here is another secret. 70% of what is going to happen in terms of your body, it's your food. Okay, your food portion is about good 70% is what you eat.
Yes.
So why I'm so successful, I'll tell you another secret. When I go in somebody's home, so if you end up anybody hiring me one day, they will know first thing what I'm going to do besides signing paperwork is go into there and write their freaking fridge. I just go and get all the garbage from the fridge, put it in a garbage bag and give it to the first homeless. And then the second session we go food shopping. It's simple as that.
Hmm.
You may not like it. If you don't like it, get another trainer. But
are you choosing special store or are you just going to any store or health stores?
Not necessarily. We do it Trader Joe's, Whole Foods, any place, you know. I've been even Costco shopping with clients. There's few healthier things there also.
Okay.
It doesn't really matter. It's about learning and understanding the choice. When I open the thing and I see the Diet Cokes and, you know, all the, you know, I can't even tell you, like, all the wrong food on the earth.
It's, we all have it
stacked up in their fridge like it's going to be out of fashion tomorrow. Like pounds and pounds. I mean, I opened closets and in the closet had like 15 bottles of hard
macaroni
liquor.
And cheese.
No, I'm like, Harlo, I'm like, you just spent over $3,000 on this fancy alcohol. And I'm like, she's like, we like to drink. I'm like, this is a little bit tricky, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, slowly you got to educate it and put in those people's perspective that, you know, yes, sure, drinking is okay, but you have to do it very little.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Then we have like probably 3-4 minutes before end of the show. And we are taking care of the morning right now. And we were doing simple exercise equipment that we have around us. Now we are talking how important it is to clean up refrigerator, go to Trader Joe and learn, or stores like that, learn what to not eat and what to eat. And I hope you'll give us some tiny little information that I can post before next week that people can maybe before Saturday go to the store and be prepared what to buy.
I'm working on a grocery lists and things of that nature.
I love you. That's
very good.
And
I have also food charts in terms of what's acidic foods and what not, in terms of what to eat, what not to eat. And
The biggest mistake that we do at morning, what do you think when we eat? Bagels, no-no?
Bagels, it's a no-no. You know, the biggest mistake that people make in America, not understanding it, that the breakfast is your most foremost, most important meal of your life, not just of your day.
No dinner?
Your life. No dinner.
Yeah.
As the time passes by, you should eat less and less before you retire. Sometimes not after 8 o'clock. Especially a guy like me who wakes up at 5.
Yeah.
You know, you want to go early in bed. Anyway, let me just wrap it up if I have only 4 minutes, because again, it's a lot of material. So 70% is food. About these 21 days, you got to understand 70% is the food in 3 weeks. What you eat will directly reflect how effective will be those 3 weeks of, you know, intense. 25% is your cardio. You got to do it every single day, you know, in the morning and then sometimes even in afternoon. And then it's 5% just lifting weights. Now, why trainers get paid big bucks sometimes? To put this puzzle together properly. The balance, the right balance, find the right foods, find the right amount of cardio, the right weights, work on your posture, work on your muscle imbalances. So when you build your body, it's not just having six-pack. Many people have six-pack and are healthy.
Yeah.
You have to be functional, healthy, look good, feel good. Okay, next one, 2 workouts, okay, fast-paced circuit. So the first workout, it's your fast-paced, you know, morning cardio. The second workout is your fast-paced circuit. You come back, you can be at gym or at home, whatever you have set up. Like I said, you only need kettlebell, dumbbells, and a mat and a Swiss ball. Anybody who needs more information on any dumbbells or kettlebell, look up my videos, trainbyluke.com.
It's I post some. I want people to find this channel.
Here's the kick-ass circuit that I call, and it's very effective and it's very cool, especially for beginners. You do push-ups, you do squats, you do jumping jacks, you do crunches, you do plank 30 seconds when you just stay plank flat. You do lunges, okay? You do cardio 3 minutes. Could be anything. Could be the kettlebell swings for 3 minutes. Could be a spin bike 3 minutes. Could be jumping jacks for 3 minutes. And then you do bicep curls, and then you do tricep kickbacks.
This all information that you are saying is a lot of to say, and obviously everybody who listens, they cannot really process that. We will be having this on Accent on Facebook page, and of course everybody who wants to hear again and again what Luke is saying, please go to LA Talk Radio Accent On page. We'll be having tonight a show posted, and everybody can download, listen over and over the same news. Luke, we need to next week also you know what to tell to people, then I'm not telling you what. But I know I need to have Wednesday all the information that people can fill their refrigerator, means me, with right food. I really, really, I'm not joking. I really need to know what to eat.
Okay.
Thank you so much. And tell me, last things, I got myself peanuts today. Is this bad to eat peanuts?
Almonds are better.
Ha! Told you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Luke. You know, and I cannot say how important this is for everybody. I know it's very important. I know it's a lot of things to say. We listen to so many people talking about how to lose weight. I think Luke has the very, very cool perspective for normal people and people who just want to look better, feel better. We are not going crazy about having some unusual things done with our body. We just want to look good, feel better. And 2014 will be the healthier year of our life.
Absolutely.
Where we can find you?
TrainByLuke.com, as simple as that. Also on Facebook, TrainByLuke.com, Twitter, TrainByLuke.
And check all these videos because they are really hot. Very cool. I like it.
Check out anything you want. Just hit me up. I personally love to help people. I'm very passionate about what I do. You know, I call it self-improvement to fitness lifestyle, through fitness lifestyle. So, you know, that's my passion. Thank you for having me here tonight.
Thank you so much. And next week, of course, we'll continue. Thank you, Jim Marcunas. Thank you so much. How we can find you? We don't have really nothing that we can sell right now for the people, but obviously they can download the song from Accent On page,
yes,
on LA Talk Radio, Stitchers, and of course, thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure.
Susanna, I love you.
Hey, I love you too.
Bye-bye.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.